You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Since you're standing, lift up both hands and just bless the name of the Lord. And since you're standing, just hold up your hands in the presence of the Lord and just be still for a moment. Now wave them if you can. Wave them if you can. Now be seated if you can. I give honor to the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, who is in our midst right now. Jesus the Messiah went back to heaven, and he promised that when I go, I will pray the Father, and he will send you another comforter. And the comforter is the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. And he is here in our midst. Yes, amen, amen. Representing Yahshua. Kendele Biasa. Devil, I hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. We are not afraid because we're not alone. Amen. I wish somebody would capitalize on that. I honor our Father and our God Yahweh. And I honor his only Son, Yahshua, Amasiah. Give honor to the mighty men and women of God sitting on the pulpit and those in the pew. Honor our children, appointed ministers. I just greet everyone in Yahshua's name. There's a dent in the atmosphere. And some of you might say, what you're talking about, Prophetess? Everybody seems to be rejoicing and the anointing is here. So, but I can feel it. And it bothers me. You have to know when you have company. You must know when you're not alone. And I want the enemy to know that I recognize him and I know that we are not alone. But I have news for him. The Comforter is here. As Sister Sam was introducing me and she was saying that there are many gifts that is wrapped up in this vessel. I'm talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, did you hear that? I said, you're going to have to pull one of those out. If what she's saying is true, then you need to extract one and clear up the atmosphere. Somebody shout, clear up the atmosphere. Somebody shall clear it up. Somebody shall clear it up. I stop by to minister to your spirit man. I don't stop by to focus on your flesh. I don't want to see what shoes you're wearing. I don't want to see how cute you are. It's the Lord's day. The enemy knows that too. And can I tell you, he come to Sabbath too. But nudge your neighbor and say, that's all right. By the time we're finished, he will have to leave. And somebody bless God. But you got to know that he will return because he don't have any conscience. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, the devil is not like you. If I cuss you out, you don't come back. It doesn't matter how you cuss him out. You rebuke him. He has no conscience. He's coming back. He's persistent. But I know a God that no matter how we do wrong, he still walks with me. He still walks with you. He still talks with you. Oh, somebody ought to praise God. But somebody magnify God in the house. And lift up both hands and said, Lord, deliver me from evil. Come on, say it like you need to be delivered. Said, Lord, deliver me from evil. I want to borrow your spirit on today. Not your flesh, because flesh does not want anything to do with God. As a matter of fact, flesh right now wants to sleep. Flesh right now is tired. And flesh is saying that the service is too long. Hello? The only place that people think they spend too much time is church. And church is a place that people don't spend enough time. Yeah. We spend more time in the mall, some folks, than what we spend in church. We spend more time sitting down watching movies than we sitting down listening to the preacher. Because sooner or later, the flesh soon tells somebody that you need to go stretch your legs. Hello? Before long, he tell you you have an eye ache. And he'll never show you the altar. But I want to talk to you briefly today, since time is of the essence. And I want to talk to you about protecting the borders of your mind. Did you hear me? I want to talk to you today about protecting the borders of your mind. I found out that the United States has borders. And ever so often they beat upon the president that the borders are not being secured enough. Because immigrants are finding loopholes and coming into our country. The borders must be protected so that the country can be safe. Yes. And the only thing that needs protection are things of great values. If there is no value to a thing or a person, then there is no need for protection. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. Said somebody ought to bless God. There is no person in the United States of America that is protected like our president. I come to find out that Air Force One, thank you. That's all right. It's not Air Force One until the president is on board. Did you know that? Oh, you didn't know that. When he's not on board, it's just a plane. But once he put foot on that aircraft, it becomes Air Force One. Somebody ought to bless God. I said, somebody ought to bless God. I'm going somewhere with this. So there is no congressman or woman that is as highly protected like the president. Then we have some valuable things that are kept under tight security. We have things in the museum. Some are more valuable than some, and as a result of that, the protection is more intense. Come on and bless God. Some of us sitting right here today have some valuables, and we're wondering if while we're in church, if anybody is breaking in. Come on. And some of you are so secure that your valuables are so well hidden that even if a thief comes in, they won't be able to find it. Some of us have gone to great length and measures to purchase safes that fire can't destroy, because we have valuables that needs protection. Somebody shout protection. But then I have a question for you. Since the subject is protecting the border of your mind, if you should happen to lose any part of you, what is the most valuable part of you that you refuse to let go of? Talk with me. What is it? So if your mind is the most valuable part of you, what kind of protection have you purchased to protect the border of your mind? Hello? Your mind is the whether you're going to be a loser or a winner. And the only reason why some of us are losing so much is because there's no protection. Hello? Anybody home? Anybody home? The only reason why God is not getting as much praise as he should is because some of us are out of our minds. Anybody home? We're not even home. You can't hear the knock. You know, some people right here, right now can't repeat what I just said because they weren't home. They were out of their minds. You ever get out of your mind? Have you ever been in church and you're completely out of your mind? Have you ever been in church and you take a trip to Jamaica? And you take a trip to Canada and you take a trip? Have you ever come out of your mind and you're in church and you're paying your bills? You're in church and you're answering the creditors. Saying, wrong number. Can I take a message? Hello? And the only way to stop the creditors from calling is to answer the phone and say, the person you're looking for is deceased. Hello? The person on the computer is going to write deceased. That's the only thing that can stop the calls from coming in. Hello? It is very hard and technical to fence your mind properly, because it's hard work and it calls for diligence and soberness. Hello? If you are careless, your mind is up for grabs. If you are drunken, your mind is up for grabs. If you are hasty, your mind is up for grabs. And if you love money, your mind is up for grabs. If you are prideful, your mind is up for grabs. Who am I talking to out there? It is so imperative that we keep our minds intact. There are many things that goes through our minds, but not all things can infiltrate our minds. That which infiltrates is that which you allowed. Are you listening to me? Hello? So if you are going to protect the borders of your minds, hello? You have to set up parameters round about your mind. And that those parameters determine what comes in and what stays out. You've got to make sure that you have electricity that surrounds the fence to electrocute. You have to make sure that you are not afraid to assassinate and annihilate. Oh God, who am I talking to? Because your mind is the most precious part of you. Hence, it must be protected. Somebody shout at all costs. A man can take everything away from you. But if you are left with your mind, somebody shout, I can recover it all. Your legs may be crippled. No money in the bank. But if you ever have a sound mind, you can get your legs moving. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Say, neighbor, ain't nothing wrong with me. I just need to fix up the borders of my mind. You can obtain your deliverance if your mind is fixed. Oh, somebody bless God in this house. You can win the war if your mind is fixed. A little bit silent, and I love that. Because it tells me that you are listening. Oh, somebody bless God. Romans 12 and the verse 2 says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that he may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed. Some of us love to adapt. Some of us love to be a part of the new thing in town. And every style that comes out, we have to be in it. And unless you have a whole lot of money in the bank so you're living off your interest, I'm here to let you know you're going to be in poverty if you think that you have to be in everything that hit the runway. Hello? Whenever something captivates me on TV, I just look at it and say, those folks on the TV already make their money. I better get up from this TV and go make mine. You soap operas watchers. Those people getting a paycheck. What you getting to sit on the couch watching them? $0 and 0 cents. As a matter of fact, it costs in you because you got to pay that light bill. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. To renew the mind is not a one-time thing. To transform the mind is every minute, every second, every hour, every day, every night. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Because I'm telling you, when somebody upset you and you feel the profanity wants to come from the tip of your toe to the edge of your tongue, you're going to have to say, I'll rebuke you in the name of Yeshua. Okay, so some of us just lost the battle. Maybe this morning. But let me tell you something. One is going to face you as soon as you go outside, so you better stay inside. I guarantee you, before somebody get in their car and go home today, somebody will provoke you to speak something that you ought not to speak. I heard Reverend Barnes say something. You know, my son was just playing his music in the house yesterday as the Sabbath was drawing closer and closer. And the man said something. He was ministering in one of his songs, and he said, I want to tell you, be careful of the thing that you're about to speak. It may be the last thing you speak. He said, I want to remind you to be careful of the place that you're about to go. It may be the last place you go. And the thing resonated deep in my spirit. I said, my God. Then that moment when you cuss somebody out, it could be the last thing that leaves your lip. What a condition, what a way to go. So while we're talking about the mind, before you do evil, it has to enter your mind. Come on and talk with me. So it comes to your mind. Let me tell you this. If you don't get evil, if you don't get it electrocuted, if you don't have those parameters set up, and that evil comes in, let me tell you something, evil will come through your hands. And evil will enter into your feet. And evil will come into your eyes. Evil will move you. Before it comes into your mouth, it gets into your mind. And then you go, whoops, I didn't mean to say that. Yes, you did. Is the only reason why you said it is because it entered into your mind. And because it was in your mind, it pours out. Hello? Had you taken the time out to rebuke those spirits, those voices? But sometimes it feels good, huh? Sometimes it feels good, you just want to cuss somebody out. And in your heart, you sit there, and the person says, oh, hi, how are you? He said, oh, praise the Lord, I'm blessed and highly favored. And then the person walk away, he said, you hypocrite. Because that's what's in your heart. That's what you think towards the person. Make sense? I have to come back with this message again and to give you part two. Because it's a long message. Hello? You can never stop talking about the power of the mind.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. 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 Tune in next week at the same time for part two of this message.